But our next guest is a guy that really did an amazing job in the state of New Jersey, came very, very close to winning the governor race, which many thought was impossible, but he came close because he ran a great campaign. He is a terrific guy, and hopefully he's going to tell us he's not done yet. Here he is, my new friend Jack Cittorelli. Jack, good morning, pal. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sid. Great to be with you again, man.
Nice to have you, too. And I have to tell you, talking to Jack Manzo yesterday, and I mean this, I get texts all the time. Please tell me Cittorelli's not finished. Please tell me he's going to do something soon. So with that said, Jack, after your really good display against Murphy, what's coming up next?
Well, we're going to continue to celebrate the wins on Election Day, Sid. While I was not successful in my run, we had a historic day for Republicans in New Jersey, the best day in 30 years. We picked up seats in the legislature. We picked up county positions in counties in which we haven't won in years. We picked up a lot of local wins. So I'm out there celebrating. In fact, was in Atlantic County and Cumberland County last night, celebrating some of the wins. And we're going to continue to do that from now till year end. And then come early next year, we'll begin to focus on the one area in which I really got my butt kicked, and that's the vote-by-mail ballots. Republicans need to do a better job there if we're going to compete on a statewide basis.
I agree, but did you trust that the vote-by-mail ballots were okay? I mean, you're not. I didn't hear at any point, for example, you saying, oh, my God, if it comes down to this, based upon what happened in the presidential election, for example, with Trump and Biden, I'm really screwed. You never said anything like that, did you?
No, I did not, Sid. And here in New Jersey, we've got a very unique voter election system that I do trust. And listen, I had attorneys all throughout the state in the aftermath of the election looking into every reported allegation of impropriety and fraud. It just is not widespread or systemic. It just isn't. And just because we get our butts kicked doesn't mean that there's fraud or irregularity. We just need to do a better job in getting more Republicans to vote by mail. And
right.
When we do that, we'll win.
We didn't get your butt kicked. You actually, again, at the sake of repetition, did an amazing job and came very close to winning that state, which is incredibly difficult for a guy in your spot. So that says a lot about you. It's a testament to your campaign that you ran there, Jack. And you talked about all the seats that switched. So tell me, what does that mean for the future, in your estimation, for New Jersey?
It means that New Jersey is not the blue state that everybody believes it is. And I've never believed that. History has taught us that it is not. A great many Democrats will vote Republican because they're sensitive to things like property taxes, something Phil Murphy doesn't want to fix. And the majority party in our state are the 2.4 million unaffiliated independent voters that lean right. So this is not a blue state. And we prove that. But listen, I beat him on the machines by close to 200,000 votes, Sid. He beat me through the mail by 60,000, by 260,000 votes. And therein lies his 60,000 vote margin. So, again, I'm sorry to be repetitive, but Republicans need to do a better job of voting through the mail. And that's one thing I'm going to work on with Republican organizations over the course of the next couple of years.
Yeah, why is that? If you had to come up with a reason why Republicans don't do a good job voting by mail, I mean, if they're enthusiastic about a candidate, as they were for you, as they should have been, you would think they would do anything to get their vote out there. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, one would think, but the Democrats are the ones that put in all these reforms, like early voting, 9 days of early voting, vote by mail ballots being mailed out even before the first debate. And I called attention to all this in my concession speech, and the press has been very kind in saying, you know what, Cittorelli's right. There's things we need to change here. We shouldn't be having debates after the vote-by-mail ballots being mailed out and sent in. We should count the vote-by-mail ballots earlier so we're not waiting painfully throughout election night and into the 10 days after the election as to the final results. So there are some reforms that we need here, but Democrats are the ones that put these reforms in place. They promoted them to their own party members, and their party members have embraced them. And I don't think it's good for Republicans if we've got prominent Republicans out there that are saying, don't vote by mail. Vote by mail is here to stay, Sid. It's not going anywhere.
No, that's true. Jack Cittorelli, who just did an amazing job in a very tight loss to Phil Murphy in the state of New Jersey. He was on this show quite a bit because we hopped on the Cittorelli bandwagon from day one, and a lot of New Jersey people got to know that he was the right guy for the choice. Have you talked, outside the concession speech and maybe his victory speech that night, have you talked to Phil Murphy since?
Well, I certainly called him before my concession speech two Fridays ago, and he was very gracious in taking the call. And as I said in my concession speech, I want him to be successful. I'm not one of these people who wishes ill will on the president or the governor or the mayor because they might be the opposing party. The competition's over now. We want him to be successful. But as I also said, I'm not very confident that he's going to address the issues that made my campaign so successful.
And what were those, again, quickly just going back to that? Give me the two or three things that you think New Jersey needs to fix right away.
Right away, the property tax crisis, Sid. We've got to fix it. Number two, this is the worst state in the country in which to do business. It is overtaxed. It's overregulated. And number three, a bloated, inefficient state government that is just not responsive to citizens. Try and get somebody on the phone in any department in state government. It's frustrating. It's painful. It's wrong. Those are the top three issues.
And those are big. Well, I would imagine, Jack, again, based upon your success, even in loss, that you have to be enthusiastic about your future in politics. So will there be another run for governor next time for Jack Cittarelli?
Well, Sid, after my concession speech, that's the first question I was asked by the press and said, listen, here's my plan. I'm running for governor in 4 years.
There you go.
I'm very passionate about the state. I think the campaign resonated with a whole lot of people. It was a photo finish. So we're right where we need to be to position ourselves for 4 years from now. Don't get me wrong. I was in it to win it. This wasn't about the future, this race. This race was about winning here and now. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case for my campaign. But we're not going anywhere, and my plan is to still fix New Jersey.
And you will win next time. I'm guaranteeing that. So, Jack Cittarelli, outside your close race, which I know you're thankful for to the people of New Jersey, day before Thanksgiving, what are you most thankful for?
Certainly my wife and four children who are just magnificent and inspire me and bring great beauty to my life in every way, Sid. And want to wish all your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. Listen, this campaign was successful because you and Bernie gave me airtime, as did many radio hosts around the state. I believe in radio, and it helped make the campaign successful. So I'm thankful to the both of you as well for all the airtime.
That's very sweet of you to say, but your campaign was successful because you are the right guy for the job. But thank you for all that. Thank you for stopping by today. Wish you and your family a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again soon, and you'll be governor in 4 years. I guarantee you that. Thank you, Jack.
Well, I love your spirit, Sid. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners. Thanks again.
Thank you, buddy. There he is, Jack Cittarelli. Just did an amazing job in that race for governor in the state of New Jersey. The wrong guy won, Phil Murphy, but Jack ain't done yet. Jack ain't done, baby. Jack gonna climb that beanstalk one day and kick the Giants' ass.